Smallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Monday, April 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers of the Second Hour. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, those markers are in there for our podcast. I had a lot of people. Let's see. Okay, that's a text message that's not applicable, so I'm not going to talk about that. So yeah, we'll work this out. Again, the podcasts are there. Now, the only caveat I wanted to make sure you guys understand: Devin Lawrence, our engineer, does not record the news as part of the podcast. So you're just getting the meat of what I say, the middle break of each hour, 15 minutes from 12 to 15 minutes after the top of the hour, the 48 to 51 minute mark break, those commercials are in the podcast. Because today's show repeats tomorrow morning from 6 to 9, and those are the commercials for this show. Our sponsors pay to be sponsors of this show and the radio station. So they get sponsorship for during our show and during the music. So all I'm saying is, for example, you just heard Michigan Talk News Network, where Vicki and I learned about My Pure Health Solutions and drove down and met with Missy and became a sponsor and went on the program and doing great on the program. We thank her so much and her staff for everything they've done for us. Well, you heard him say GruberHealth.com. The only reason you heard it was because it was on this station during Michigan Talk News Network. For tracking purposes, for those patriots listening, those people listening to this show and heard that news, please go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. So that Missy can track her advertising. It's a corporate thing. It's something she has to do to know basically how people are hearing about her program, and she's helping them, and she wants to know why they heard it or how they heard it and why they chose to call. That's the better way to say it. Why did you call? How'd you hear about us? When did you hear about us? What radio station? She doesn't always... Her and her staff doesn't always press people for that information. And so that's why it's important for you to let her know by going to TruckerRandyHealth.com versus the other website. So point of clarification, appreciate that. I want to get back into inside Michigan news and inside Michigan politics. Because you have to understand that what's going on right now in the state party, it's kind of a interesting dynamic. Now that Hoekstra has been put in place by a judge, and the case is still, by the way, going forward to a June jury trial, it won't be a single judge. It will not be a single judge. This is going to be a jury trial. So the judge can't be bought and paid for. The judge can't be an elected judge. The judge can't be somebody that's got to deal with the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. It has to be a jury of individuals. Now, another person that spoke Friday night at the Crawford County Republican Party was Eric Molitor. Who is Eric Molitor? He's one of the guys I talked about on this radio program back in October of 2020 when I said and had a guest on the show that confirmed that what happened regarding the governor's kidnapping plot thing was a complete concocted entrapment by the FBI. I believe working in concert with Governor Gretchen Whitmer to give her national attention, to put her in front of Joe Biden, bring attention to her. You see, I'm such a far left liberal progressive governor, they wanted to kidnap and kill me. The original group was started by two FBI agents posing as patriots, posing as people who belong to some fictitious militia. They then reached out to other individuals who they thought and believed to be part of militias and entrapped them and brought them into their plan, carried out activities that got them criminally charged, facing years and years and years in prison for felonies that they had to defend themselves against. Eric Molitor was from Northern Michigan and allegedly went for a car ride with two of these guys to scope out the governor's summer cottage home on Birch Lake, 8.7 miles from my driveway here in Antrim County. All these other guys are in prison. He was able, Eric Molitor was able, and he explained how he got an attorney to represent him, and they were successful in getting the change of venue to our Antrim County, Bel Air, Michigan courtroom in the courthouse, and got a jury of nine citizens here in Antrim County to hear the case. Why? Because allegedly what he had participated in occurred in Antrim County. I believe was the legal argument he was able to get the change of venue. But because they had a liberal judge here in even our Antrim County, they had a verdict. They heard the arguments. They heard the explanation of Eric and his attorney. They put him on the stand. They asked him questions. He told the audience at the Crawford County Republican Party exactly what happened, what they did to him, how they took him for a car ride. He wasn't even the driver. He was just along for the ride, but they drove by the governor's summer home cottage and took pictures, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were plotting and conspiring to kidnap the governor and to execute her. The other guys got convicted. You know what the verdict was for Eric Molitor's case here in Antrim County? 9-0 to acquit him of all charges. He lost his family. He lost his house. He lost his guns. They've taken his CPL. He used to work in security. Well, Eric announced at the event at Crawford County Republican Party's event Friday night, he's running for county sheriff in Wexford County. Because he went to the sheriff to try to get his guns back. He went to the sheriff to get his CPL back. Even though he was acquitted, found not guilty by nine people out of nine, it was 9-0, unanimous decision to acquit and find him not guilty. And the Wexford County Sheriff would not give him his guns back and would not give him his CPL until, quote unquote, he talked to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Well, Eric Molitor filed his papers before the April 23rd, 4 o'clock deadline, and he's running for county sheriff in Wexford County. And I'm going to do everything I can to help him. He's ballooned up. He told me he weighed 360 pounds. The last time I saw him, he weighed probably, I'm going to guess, 220, about what I'm weighing right now. I'm just under that. That's the last time I saw him. That's what he looked. When I saw him at Crawford County Friday night, he was sitting at the table right up front with Dan Bonomi, right next to the podium. He was sitting right there. I didn't even recognize him. I did not know that was Eric. During the break, he came up to me. He goes, Randy, I can't believe it's you. You don't even look the same. I was the one that processed on my laptop, this laptop I'm doing the show with right now that I'm talking to you on. I have stored in my hard drive in my Word documents the Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions for Wexford County that I gave to his mother, Sue Molitor, who gave it to Eric, and he got it approved unanimously at the Wexford County Board of Commissioners back in 2019. The end of 2019, 2020. I think maybe it might have been. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't 2019. It was February of 2020. It was after Mackinac County passed it first. Wexford was one of the counties that did it shortly thereafter. It was Eric Molitor that took my document, presented it to his county commissioners, and they got it approved unanimously. He said, Randy, I can't believe it's you. I said, Eric, I will get you a website. We will come down and knock doors. We will do whatever we got to do to get you to be the sheriff of Wexford County. Eric Molitor. He's going to lose the weight. He's going to get healthy. He's going to get strong. And we're going to help him rebuild his life. His wife divorced him when he got arrested. He lost his house. He lost everything. We're going to help him get his life back. And hopefully be a constitutional sheriff for Wexford County, Michigan. You other sheriffs, you better straighten up and fly right. Next time a county resolution comes before you, you better support it, or we're going to replace you at the next election. We're watching you. John Studer should be the next sheriff of Sheboygan County. It's that simple. He's filed his papers. I totally endorse personally John Studer for sheriff of Sheboygan County. Emmett, Mackinac, you other sheriffs, you're on constructive notice. We're watching you. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th, at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages. Officer Rick, listening as a school cop down in Genesee County today, said, I did not know that Wexford County had a Democrat sheriff. Well, based on what he said to Eric Molitor, you would think so. But he runs as a Republican because that's what you do in Northern Michigan. You run as a Republican even though you're a Democrat. So now that we are turning the tables on them, and selectively some people choosing to file as Democrats, even though everybody believes us to be Republicans running as Democrats, oh, how dare they do that? How evil of these people. You guys have been doing it to us for years, for decades. Why don't you guys admit that you are actually a Democrat, but you run as a Republican to get elected. Why? Because Northern Michigan is conservative Republican. It's that simple. We're not moderate Republicans like certain people who participate in the Presque County Republican Party. You know who you are. We're not moderates like them. We're not compromisers. We are not part of the Uniparty. We're conservatives. Presque Isle County Republican Party is taking over the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners. Potentially, they may be replacing a clerk who, as a Democrat, has at least been honest enough with the people of Presque Isle County to run as a Democrat, get elected as a Democrat, never been challenged by a Republican. That's why she got reelected. Well, guess what? This year, the Republican Party of Presque Isle got their act together, and they have a candidate running against her. Actually, somebody who's actually worked for her in that office. Darren Darga. Yeah, Darren Darga, the Republican candidate running for clerk, he's actually worked for the current Democrat clerk. But she's going to lose. She's going to lose in November. It's very simple. She's going to lose in November. Why? Because this will be a red tidal wave in Northern Michigan for the Republicans. Whoever gets the nomination on August 6th, whatever county commissioner, whatever state representative, whatever clerk candidates, if there are multiples running, whoever gets the Republican nomination on August 6th will be the next county clerk, will be the next state representative. November is irrelevant in Northern Michigan, and the Democrats absolutely hate it. They're freaking out because there's another Democrat that just filed in the 106th House seat. The real Democrat filed last minute, I believe on Monday, April 22nd. Well, guess what? Another candidate ran as a Democrat, filed as a Democrat as well. And now they're alleging that I'm the one that put him up to doing it to get him to run as a Democrat when, in fact, they're a strong conservative Donald Trump MAGA Make America Great Again Republican running as a Democrat because they listened to my show because I told everybody to run as a Democrat. I never said that. That's a bald-faced lie. I have never said on this show, everybody listening, file as a Democrat. I did not say that. I didn't tell Todd Smallenberg to run as a Democrat. I did not tell Dr. Sherry O'Donnell to run as a Democrat. I didn't tell Robert Crook to run as a Democrat against the communist John Chepa, who's going to get his butt kicked in November. You're going out a loser, sir. It's going to be a red tidal wave. And by the way, folks, do not call, don't mark your ballot straight Republican Party ticket. Color in every single oval with a pen. Don't use the Sharpie. Bring your own pen. They hand you the Sharpie. Yeah, fine. Put it on the table. Pull out your pen and mark your ballot. Don't press hard. Just use ink. Don't use the Sharpie. And color in every Republican oval. That's the kind of stuff I said. I never said that. And this fake communist Facebook group, I'm going to get back to this one here because I just was sent a screenshot. I don't even know who this group is. Sheboygan News and Rant-Rave info page. Trucker Randy told everybody on his radio show to file as a Democrat. Ball face lie. Whoever put that post on, you're a liar. You're a flat out liar. I never said that. I said strategically, certain races needed Democrats to have to stay home and vote for the real Democrat. That's what I was doing in the 104th until I came to the realization that the entire state of Michigan this year, folks, is protected. Why? Three Democrats are running for U.S. Senator. Elisa Slotkin, I'm going to be talking about her in the next segment. Hill Harper, Nacer Baydoun are challenging Elisa Slotkin for the Democrat U.S. Senate nomination on August 6. The U.S. Senate seat, folks, is a statewide primary. The Democrats have to stay home and anoint Elisa Slotkin or these other two guys could win. Additionally, up here in the first congressional district, two Democrats are primarying each other to go up against Jack Bergman or the Republican nominee, J.D. Wilson or Josh Saul, in November. They have to stay home and also stay on their side of the ballot and either vote for Callie Barr or Dr. Bob. Well, guess what? We're having a pure Republican primary this year, folks, on August 6th. The real conservative Republicans should win. That's it for hour two. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Pickerel Lake Road in Potomac.